Blog Talk Radio.
You already know who it is. Silent talk, silent talk, silent talk. Don't it do it for me?
Now watch me whip,
kill it.
Now watch me nay nay.
Okay.
Now watch me whip, whip. Watch me nay nay.
Why me do
now
it?
Now watch me whip,
kill it.
Watch me nay nay.
Okay.
Now watch me whip. Well, watch me, nay, nay.
Can you do
now
it?
Now watch me, ooh, watch me, watch me, ooh, watch me, watch me, ooh, watch me, watch me.
Break your leg,
right
the
knot and break your leg,
break 'em.
Break your leg,
right the knot
and break your leg,
break 'em.
Break your leg,
right the knot.
Now I mean bop,
bop,
bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop. Now watch me whip,
hey,
now watch me nay nay.
Okay.
Now watch me whip, whip, watch me nay nay.
Why me do it?
Now watch me whip. Watch me, nay, nay.
Okay.
Now watch me whip, whip. Watch me, nay, nay.
Can you do
now
it?
Now watch me. Ooh, watch me. Watch me. Ooh, watch me. Watch me. Ooh, watch me. Watch me. Ooh.
Then I did the stupid like I had a
sir. They keep calling and never cut, getting worried. Mind is getting taller, business is getting blurry. This game's moving, but it's getting blurry. You ain't ran it up yet, nigga, you better hurry. Mama keep calling my phone, asking where I am. I just say the top, that's where I am. That's where I am, look, that's where I am. Still let these locals get above, look how fair I am. And if you try to see the future, man, here I am. And if you look inside the bed, there I am.
Everybody, they for everybody. chain gang. I can't see myself going through the same thing. I ain't trying to get changed, I ain't trying to get played. I'm just trying to get money and get a bitch out my face. I don't wanna fuck, I'm just tryna get paid. These cross-section hoes done fuck my trust up. Got a nigga fucked up, not knowing what's what. She'll do some strange things for a little piece of change. Fuck a main nigga, then fuck his main man. I ain't tryna be the nigga living in the blind. Knowing I got a nickel, acting like I got a dime. These hoes for everybody, they for everybody. These hoes for everybody, they for everybody. I can't wipe no strong, can't trust no bitch. All the niggas know is I'm trying to get rich. And these hoes for everybody, they for everybody.
All right, you all.
Hey. Welcome back to What the Hell She Said Tuesdays.
It's your girl, Sierra, also known as Miss Event Planner. Follow me on Instagram and on Twitter, MISSEP_CIARA. And I have my sugar lump.
It's your girl, Megan. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Brown Baby Coco. That's BrownBabyCoco. Also, please follow our business page because we are event planners as well. That is CIME in your dreams, ENTPR.
All right, you all. I would like to apologize for any technical difficulties that we're having tonight. We're having an issue with our voice. So if you have any problems, please tweet me, Instagram me, text me, whatever, to let me know if you can't hear us or not, because we're having some problems tonight.
But if you can hear us, it's fine. Hey.
How y'all doing? All right, so we don't have any special guests on tonight. I'm the special guest, and Megan's the special guest, and we're going to talk about all the things that we have missed in the last 2 weeks because I've been so busy that I haven't been able to get on my stuff and be on the show the last two Tuesday nights. But let's go ahead and get into what everyone is talking about so far. So right now, which I am sick of it, if I see one more this, one more his, whatever the fuck y'all want to call it, I'm a freaking scream. Now, I love Meek Mills. Everyone that knows me know I do. And I like him.
Okay.
I'm a fan. But he did lose the battle as of yesterday because Drake went a little too hard yesterday.
So should he just call DC or should he keep going?
So, who, Meek Mills?
Yeah.
He just said something just now.
What I'm saying, like, do you think, like, with him saying something just now at a concert, should he just say, like, just leave
just
it alone?
He should have started it. What was the point of you talking about someone ghostwriting? A lot of these niggas ghostwrite.
That's true.
A lot of these people do not freestyle. I believe it. Who was writing his music, though?
The dude that's Gilly the Kid.
Hmm.
That's who they said wrote his, was from ghostwriting for the Fireman song, like.
The Fireman. Well, he need to go back to that, because I like Lil Wayne. I like Lil Wayne, but.
You say he might need to hire his ghostwriter back.
He may need to go back to doing that, but Drake did kill this. He killed it with the back-to-back, and what was the other one?
Charged Up. That was
Charged
the first
up.
One.
He did okay. But at the end of the day, I think it's a publicity stunt, just like I think the relationships are. And, you know, until people prove me wrong, I'm just going to keep saying what I say.
I thought it was a publicity stunt as well until last night when Drake took it very hard. I've never seen, you had Will Smith there.
What does that mean?
Will Smith is from Philly. He is like He is the face of Philadelphia when it comes to acting,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you had a legend in the building from Philly, from your enemy at this time, who you beefing with. That's where he's from. And at the same time, he also donated $75,000 to a Philadelphia inner-city school last week.
Drake
did. Mm-hmm. He just been shitting on Meek Mill for 2 weeks.
But it's saying personal, in my opinion.
To me, it's personal, and it got personal when he took it to Twitter, and you snitched. like, no one knew, and here you go because you mad that someone didn't tweet your album. But my question is, wasn't he mad at Wale for the same thing?
I think so. They did have an issue, and Rick Ross had to squash the beef. I remember that.
Because something about his album. So you so fit, and you get bitchy, and then now you started a battle that your ass couldn't finish. Like, you look crazy. But, I mean, all love the dream chasers, but keep going, you will keep grinding, and I see you on Instagram saying you're counting a million shit. A big up to you.
Yes.
But leave that battling stuff alone, unless you're going to go back Philly when you had the braids in your head. Unless you about to bring that Meek Mill in the booth. Like, I'm with Lil Duval. He said he's so in love with Nicki Minaj. He ain't even paying attention to all the stuff that's going on in these streets. So.
He ain't about that life.
No, he's not.
Well, anywho, he said he counting money. So,
right.
Good luck, Meek Mill and Drake, because I'm sick of their ass. They got my man. They don't make my man resurface. Now, y'all got to talk about my damn man. Now, everybody know I love me some Jeffrey Atkins. If you don't know who that is, he is a legend. And his name is Ja Rule. Say what you want, Megan.
God.
Say whatever. But anyway, now you got 50 Cent going off on my man. Now, y'all need to cut it out now. And now, cut it out.
I didn't start that either.
Y'all better
Ja Rule got in his feelings.
Cut it out. Y'all want to see him talk about my man now.
No, but Ja Rule wouldn't act like he wasn't there when his career got all ended. Don't sit and act like you don't know history and what happened. Damn. People trick me.
Well, anyways, long story. Don't get off my man. So, whatever. So, that's enough about that little battle shit because I'm over them. But I do want to talk about this French Montana and Sonia Layton. Have you seen?
What happened there?
Okay, so Sonia Layton, you know, the actress from Love and Basketball, okay, and the upcoming movie, The Perfect Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's
been caught a few times with French Montana.
What?
Yes, girl. One of them, when they got home, Snapchat, baby, it looked like she been blowing down, drinking and all. I said, oh, Lord.
They got on Snapchat.
That on Snapchat. And she'll be on a couple of dates with him.
Go but ahead, with her, man.
Ain't no Sonia. Don't be go ahead.
Why?
No, I think that's a downgrade.
I mean, at least now he's single. She's the first person to date him since he's been officially divorced. So he looks better than the rest. She looks better than the rest of them.
I guess, but.
I mean, I don't like French
fries. Sonia Layton needs to be dating a Common.
Really?
A Denzel. Idris Elba, you know, our oldest, what's his name? What's the man's name? Amari, the short dude from Mary Jane, they got the ugly wife. Like, something like that.
Amari Harvey.
She need to be with something like that. Not a damn French Montana.
Oh, you one of the people that called Amari Harvey wife that he had to go off on.
It's ugly, yeah. Speaking of what I call Twitter. Okay, did you hear about Diamond and Tyrese, our sister, our breezy radio sister?
I was at your house when.
Oh, yes.
Yes, when you we were scrolling last weekend, and Sierra was like, God, why is Diamond on Tyrese's Instagram? Megan, what's going on? I said, bitch, I don't know, but let's figure it out. And we seen Diamond going in on Tyrese Gibson.
Yes, Diamond, that's our breezy sister. She's on Two Bad Bitches.
Two
beige bitches and a dark skinned diva on Mondays.
Yes.
With Breezy from Brazil. And she's in Tampa. And baby, her and Tyrese was begging people to call the radio and call whoever ask why the song Black Rose is not on some shit. It's the number one in the country. It's the number one. He's trying to bring Make Love and music
now. Now, don't talk like it's nothing now.
It's nothing, but I'm saying at this point, no one give a damn about Black Rose.
Now, but this week, first top two albums are Future, Dirty Sprite 2,
and
Black Rose on
enough.
The Billboard.
He bathed enough.
No, but it was number one.
Okay, so what's the problem?
But the problem is where his...
They wouldn't play it on the radio.
They would not play it on, like...
Mainstream
radio.
Okay.
They play it on the R&B stations. They play it on the hip hop station. But when it comes to like WJX 104.5, you know, like stuff like that, he's not being played. While they will play Robin Thicke Justin Timberlake and whoever else makes an R&B, or like an Iggy Azalea who calls herself rap and will say, oh, number one hip-hop rap album, play Tyrese's number one R&B album. Now, I understand his plight, you know. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, Tyrese, you've never gotten played on those stations.
Wait a minute. Sweet Lady not got played. And Sounds of Love Making. And
I've never heard that on a mixed radio station.
Even with the TGT, they get played on 94.5 and 101.5 in Jackson.
You're naming R&B stations. He's talking about.
I didn't want to hear that shit.
Right.
Okay, then.
That's what I'm saying. He's never gotten played.
And at this point, we didn't give a damn about this last week. Sandra Bland was found dead, and we're trying to find out what the hell.
That's what Diamond was saying. That's what Diamond wanted to know. She told Tyrese, we don't give a damn about your black rose. Your black rose can die for all we care. Because Sandra Bland is dead.
And we need to know why. That's what we cared about. We don't give a damn about your album.
So free you in your rose.
And that's what she told him. And he may say, I know, that touched his soul. Because out of the 400 comments, he went for her.
Yes, he did.
He went right for my boo. But Diamond went right back at his ass.
She told him, because he said it, I've given to the black community. I've done all
I walk more walks than you have lived on this earth.
But Diamond told him.
And I have donated nothing, a lot of money. I have nothing to do with it. We don't care about that right now.
And Diamond had to tell him, sir, why you responding to me and trying to speak negativity when she's just being honest? You have people all in your comments that actually bought your album and want to hear from you, yet you overlook them and are talking to me. I mean, from what I take it, Diamond ain't about a damn black rose. I'm just saying. I don't give a damn. She was trying to get
told she didn't give a damn. Hashtag Sandra Bland, like I said. That's what she said.
Yeah, that's what she said. So shout out to Diamond. Like, girl, I fucked you down. Okay.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
So Tammy Rowan lost her baby.
Yeah, that's sad. That's another reason why you should not, like, tell people you're pregnant.
You should wait till you know what you're going to have. Sometimes, you know, it's just best to pop up with a baby sometimes. Like, where'd that come from?
Right.
I don't know.
My cousin did that last week on her 30th birthday. She came out some blood, the wait is over. And she just showed her baby. I'm like, girl, you big. But, hey, congratulations.
Congratulations. Ain't nothing no one got to say.
Right.
So, she lost her baby. So, condolences to her. And also, we have not been here, but we'll like, y'all excuse Megan. She's throwing a phone off right. To them.
Man.
Okay, but Bobby Christina passed away.
Yeah, that was sad.
That was very sad. And I heard someone took a picture at the funeral and tried to sell it.
That's the same reason. I think it was that damn Laurel ass who didn't keep her that damn wake. Because she looked like she's always in the media. Always have something to say. She stay on Facebook. She cannot fan Pat. Who is like the manager / best friend? Mm-hmm. You can't stand her, and it's getting ridiculous. So they had to kick her out of the wake. And I think her ass was the one who had the damn. So they said she was the one who had to took the picture with me in the casket last time.
Yeah, ass kid. But rest in peace, Bobby Christina.
Yes,
and
she's with her mommy now. But speaking of you lost a life, but we also gained a life. Chink finally gave birth to the baby we were talking about.
Chink gave birth. The baby mama gave birth.
It was like a Chink baby.
I think his album dropped something too. Or
it's weird when I get in the car and I hear his music now. I never really paid attention to Coke Boys and Chink until recently. It was until his death, actually.
So that's when people want to put on. And they want to live off his royalties. But anywho, you didn't hear that from me. But speaking of royalties, Coco and Ice-T is having a baby girl. You knew that?
I know it was a girl. I knew they were having a baby.
They're too old for that. But that's
Ice-T is too old. He can be I'm sure he is if he's not already a damn great-granddaddy.
Well, congratulations to them because
he's old as hell. Coco is not as old.
Motherfucker's old.
But she's
like the Playboy bunny from when we was kids.
You can say she old, you know.
Her neck.
Yeah, her neck and on them eyes, girl. They tell on you. And them hands. The hands tell on you, too. You want to know how old somebody is? Look at that.
My hands a little old, but I think because I put in hard work and a lot of bitches and niggas, females and women.
Your hands don't look like this. Look,
I'm 30 and I put in work and a lot of people, you know.
You 30 with your hands look 28.
Okay.
Anyways.
So, all right. So let's get into the main topic that I want to talk about tonight. Personally, I feel some type of way about it.
How you feel, though?
The Future and Ciara situation.
Yeah, I feel total opposite of you.
Like, honestly, okay. So we done talked about this plenty of times. And we know that they say Ciara jump from nigga to nigga and whatever. But she's a mother now. So she has changed her ways, hopefully.
We have, let's go up to Ciara. We have Amari Stoudemire.
And that does not mean
we
anything.
Yeah, Bow Wow.
What they got doing there?
Yeah, 50 Cent.
Jeezy.
And a couple other niggas I don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you have Future.
Okay.
Now, we will hope that she is making better decisions. However, in the past 2 years, she has not.
I mean, I take it like this. Rocco was with Monica. Ciara probably was in the studio or something of that nature. Future, I'm going to get her. Future got ass when he got the money. That's what ended up happening. And she thought she wanted a thug again. And she went with her normal activity.
Yeah.
And she got with Future. They had these 4 or 5 kids already. And she busted open, thought that she's going to be, I'm Ciara, bitch. I ain't nobody. Y'all hold
right. From the
hood.
Right, y'all from the
I'm
hood.
I'm Ciara.
And thought she was different.
And thought she can change him and move his ass from Atlanta so he won't cheat as much. And he still cheated because she was, hey.
He was cheating with the stylist.
Girl.
His. But that is not why they broke up. And he made sure that that's clear that they broke up, not because no cheating.
Well, because she tried to change him. Well, long story short, now she's with Russell Wilson with
him.
I don't think that she's really into him.
Just because of the way, I mean, he's cute. He all right looking, you know. He got a nice body. Good career. Great head on his shoulders. Good stand up guy. And he's a God fearing man. That is some qualities that a lot of women will look for in a man.
Absolutely.
So aside from the way that he speaks, his accent, he talks like a surfer, like he's from California. That's what he talks like to me.
Okay.
But, I mean, he seems like a good guy. And if you look at the pictures, it looks like they're happy. And you have some men that don't even want to be around you and your damn baby.
How that mean when your baby going to the grandma house?
You know what I'm saying? So it's like you have to, even though they're not married,
they haven't been dating. They have probably been dating like 6 months. Me personally, okay, this is how I feel. I don't allow no men around my child. Even my friends. It took a while for even my bosses to come around my son. At the end of the day, the reason why is because if that man decides not to be in my son's life or not to deal with me or whatever the situation may be, I don't want to be the person that explains to them why this man is no longer around, one. What happened to him? Is he coming back? I don't have the time for that. So before I bring a man around my son, especially I'm kissing him and doing all this shit in front of him, I'm going to make sure that we legit and we got it together. Like, ain't no such thing as let's plan for keeps or let's see if it's going to work out.
But we don't know what conversations they've had.
And I agree. But she has to make better choices. I think that he's an awesome man. I think he's awesome. But what you don't got ran through by 10 niggas within 5 years.
Oh, Lord, so we're going to take it down.
We're going to take it down.
Okay.
You don't been ran through by 10 niggas in 5 years. All of them are celebrities. I'm not including the ones we don't know about. And then you just got out of a big, nasty breakup that's all over the media. You and him both got, you got a song about his ass. You doing all of that. Is there certain ways that you got to handle your business? And you have to just be sometimes chill out.
Sorry, you think you should have moved differently?
Move differently. Okay.
Okay, so if they're dating, and she did just go through a breakup, she did just have a child, and she's dating this new guy, and it looks like they're together a lot.
Mm-hmm.
If they take pictures of her without her son, people are going to start asking, well, where your baby?
Mm-hmm.
Where your child at?
Mm-hmm.
Why your child not with you?
That's why. But the reason why, they can't teach you to get his baby now.
I
understand. I think he's a very good man in front to be around the baby. I think he's a very good influence. You talking to someone that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but at the same time, you just have to move differently. Because if they break up today, which I hope they don't, then you're going to have the media blasting your ass now, and you're going to have more drama with that. So sometimes it's just you have to not put the media and put so many people in your business and just move in silence. People don't have to, you don't have to be on a red carpet with him just because y'all dating. Nigga, you were just on a red carpet at the last awards with Future. It takes time. I'm just saying.
But that's for me, though. Okay. So if you, so now you're going to say, okay, I'm going to move differently now in my new relationship because that didn't work out when she's moved this way a lot.
Okay.
But even with 50 and Bow Wow, even though we knew she was dating them,
mm-hmm.
She wasn't out like that, like she was with Future. I think Future was her first person she dated, and she was really in love, that she just stepped out and was like, this is my man, y'all. Like,
she did that because that was Future, and she needed that buzz to figure out, CC back. She got Future. She needed that. That was a PR stunt.
That situation.
PR stunt.
Even with the body part, he says that he gave her that song, didn't charge her, but he knew her career needed that.
Mm-hmm.
So the end of the day, he knew what he served a purpose as well, and he knew his purpose.
He knew his purpose, and he got her a baby, and now he mad and shooting middle fingers on Instagram, and you the one that cheated and dumped her. So, I mean, at the end of the day,
he is with this man who he said, God told me to lead her. Mm-hmm. You know,
lead. I like that.
He said, God told him, this is who you're supposed to be with, and I want you to lead her.
Well, I hope that she let her heart and her soul lead her and not her vajayjay. So, if you go by her vajayjay,
and that's why they're not having sex.
We shall see.
So, I'm looking at all the positive aspects of
okay.
the
and
you
I'm
know,
looking at the realness.
You look the realness.
Now, I'm just being honest. Okay, so let's ask some of our callers. We got a lot of people online tonight. And let's see what they think. Let's press 1 if anyone has an opinion and
yes.
can tell us what they think. Because maybe I'm wrong. I may be wrong for this. Because I have a few friends that like to let the people they date meet their kids after a few months because they want to make sure that they, you know.
The kids like the man.
I understand that, but I'm sorry. Because if that man and me ain't talking in 3 months and my son King got to come to me and ask me what happened to so-and-so, I'm about to cuss your ass out.
Well, the thing is,
I don't bring them around.
She can have that same conversation with Lil Future now. If he can talk, where my daddy?
With the other
why
baby
you,
mama?
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, you can't.
And so why is Future mad? And shooting fingers and birds.
When you were
playing stepmom to your other four kids. So what you mad about?
So now
it's double standard.
It's double standard. Because when they started dating, she was around all the kids. Can we go to a caller?
Who we got on the line tonight? Hello?
No, he is not playing the future damn song. You know what? Really? Okay.
That's how you feel. So you see your future. So you press one when you ready to tell them again what you gotta say, okay?
Oh my goodness. Okay. So we got a future. It's somebody who agrees with Future.
Obviously.
With the shooting of the bird and such. But we're going to continue this conversation after I ride out.
Yeah, we got our ride out by our DJ True Story. But first, before we get into our ride out, Megan, I have to talk about what we got coming up this week. I'm busy. I got a meet and greet with Bigga tomorrow. We got Lady V, Lick Baby, Van Chisel, Rue, YG Ivy pulling up on me tomorrow. We're going to be at the office with Dog Man from 6 to 10. Then we heading over to Keepin' with the iPhone Boys at Tier. That's the after party, you know, just break this. Adding on to the festivities this weekend because Bigga's birthday is his 25th anniversary. This weekend, girl, I ate crabs with Young Dolph. It was wonderful. I chilled with Lucci. It was just really nice. We had a great weekend. And I cannot wait until Bigga's next birthday. But anyway, so that's what we got this week. Tomorrow, meet and greet. And on Sunday, we have Whoop official Whoop I Don't Give a Fuck mixtape listening suite at the office also from 7 to 10. And lastly, we are looking for some more donations for our Back to School Drive.
Yes.
At the Ivy Park on August 22nd. That's
yes.
a Saturday. We need pencils, book bag, paper, food, all of that.
Everything.
Yes. So if anyone's interested in helping us, you know, it is a tax write-off for the people that, you know, got money.
Okay, we'll see your receipt.
Yes, definitely. But let us know and hit us up. So in the meantime, we're about to get into this ride out. The first song is going to be with YG, Ivy, and Whoop, which is who we have for a listening suite this Sunday. And then Ivy, which is going to be with me tomorrow at the Street and Greet. And then we got a little mix ride out by our favorite DJ. DJ True Story.
Yo ass, do you geek, 7 days a week? Yo ass, do you geek, 7 days a week? I tweet. Yo ass, do you geek, 7 days a week? I tweet. What's swing, girl? I
give me up, bro.
Get it.
I pledge allegiance to drugs.
Get it, lick in the hand.
DJ J-Rock.
Bro.
Give me up, G.
G.
Geek me up,
Molly. Pass me the light.
Geek me up, G.
DJ J-Rock.
Drugs, 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 drugs. Yeah, I'm in love with his hand. Drugs, 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 drugs. Right, he licking his hand. Drugs, 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 drugs. Yeah, we roll up on the gang.
DJ J-Rock, Mr. Down South, bangers on your ass, bro.
Solo units, war, 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 war.
Fuck it. Up a little bit more, more.
Ooh, hell is you do,
Miley. Rock out with two, whoop you, gotta get you, gotta get. Perk a set and sense, but nobody see. If Miley mix with mud, that's my two rock out with drugs.
Fuck what you thinking?
Perk a set, Miley and leaning, we heavy on gas. Walking loud,
walking
rap.
Loud,
rolling up the packy out of that pack. Blowing OG packing,
OG packing.
Sleep in a pussy, that's a cat nap. Kiss up in the sacks, I'm a sack fat.
Leaning out of love my brain. Smoke it, eat my pain.
Damn.
Molly turn me cuckoo crazy.
Hold up, he got a beat.
Oh,
beat out of
P. Beat
out of D.
Oh,
hit. Third around Uzi, that's an automatic.
Ooh.
And line your head up, call you Steve.
Steve.
I call him two weeks, you get rap like a roll. My money
flows.
No money chose. Kick off the Molly, don't play with her nose. Bad bitches,
ooh,
poke a honey, half blow in a wind. We both geeking. She say Molly gave a life. She say Molly gave a. She say Molly. She say Molly. She say Molly gave a life again.
Geek me up, bro,
bro.
Geek me up,
G.
Geek me up,
Molly. Pass me the light.
Geek.
Fuck
it.
Drugs, 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 drugs. Yeah, I'm in love with his hand. Drugs.
My name, calling all night. I can pull a wool while I'm being polite. Darling, calling all night. I can be a fool while I'm being polite. Love a
if she did. She wouldn't be all on my phone right now like that's my deal. Cause she don't love you. Cause if she did, she wouldn't be all in the club rapping like she might be.
DJ True Story.
You can't stand it, but that's my shit. No need to be dramatic, but that's my shit. Little nigga try to come behind me. She met you out trying to find me. Try to never mind me. Ain't gotta remind me, but that's my shit.
She needs that nigga or that other nigga. And when I'm around, she ain't thinking about that other nigga. We be in the club. You text her hoping she coming with you. Said you hit it, but obviously she ain't coming with you. Me, I keep her busting. End of discussion. You mad she ain't picking up, then I probably just picked her up. I dick her down, lift her up, then head back to the city. If she respond to you, she probably bored and I'm busy. You can buy all that. Up in VIP, but where your bottles at? You really that nigga with these bitches, where your models at? How many times you gotta call before she call you back? Flexing on Twitter, then asking me for a follow back. Come on, dog, you'll never get a shot. I'm a ball hog. I'm the reason your name always read in a car log. You getting mad, cause you doing everything she want. But since it ain't from who she want, it really don't matter, nigga.
Cause if she did, she wouldn't be on my phone right now like that's my deal. Cause she don't love you. Cause if she did, she wouldn't be on the club rapping like she might.
Instagram and Twitter, MISSEP underscore Sierra. And I have my sugar.
It's your girl Megan. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Brown Baby Coco. That's BRWNBABYCOCO. Follow our business page, See Me in Your Dreams Enterprise and Event Planning at CIME in Your Dreams ENTPR.
All right, you all. Thank everybody for joining us again. You know, we've been everyone beeping in. Everyone have something to say about this Twitter, this feature in the Sierra topic. And, you know, we're going to take one more call in and see what they have to say since they someone want to call in and play future. He proved this point.
Yeah, he did.
But I'm going to give a shout out also to Fetty Wap and also my boy Monty because they have made history. Well, not really history, but they have three top hits in the top 20 Billboard. The last rapper that did that was Eminem.
Oh, wow.
So you have three songs. I think it's My Way 579. What is the song?
679.
679 and Fat Queen.
Okay.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Yep. He's been cutting the dreads off.
Fat Queen's still on.
Yeah. He's killing it.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right, you all. So let's get back into this topic.
Right, I'm feeling it.
I mean, I had to give him his props. He did that. And I heard he have another CD coming out this year.
The last big tape. And he's honest and last, and he was 8 years. It was not very, you know, off of me. They asked him, did he get that jinx also? He said, the state, a baby breaks it, because he's back. So, let's see. That is what he said. But anyways,
let's give a shout-out to my boy, White Boy Pizza. Hell, hey, y'all.
White Boy Pizza, hey. Thank you for tuning in with us today. We appreciate it.
Yes, and we're going to ask him a question. He's a father, so he knows, you know a little something. White Boy, what's up?
How y'all ladies doing tonight?
We great.
We're doing good. Thank you so much for all your support.
We want to know, if you were in Future's position, how would you feel?
So I'm going to tell you like this, you know, first of all, it ain't even about Future's position. It's just a position of being as a dad. You know, but we gonna do that anyhow, because, you know, people say I'm a quote-unquote local celebrity. So, okay, I just had a little boy. He'll be 9 months Friday, Thursday, something like that. So, anyhow, it's like you got to put it all in consideration. Okay, how long has Sierra and the dude been talking? Now, what the dude got to figure out is he got kids of his own, too. So how does that look, him being all over the media, hugging the next man dude when he got his own kids at home? See, that's what a man got to put in consideration. That's why I applaud you for what you said earlier about you not letting no nigga around your kids. Because me, as a whole, if me and you talk or whatever, I'll acknowledge the little man, hey, how you doing? But I'm gonna let you know, listen, I got my own kids, you know, I could be daddy too. Ain't nothing against what you got going on, but I can't place that daddy to someone else's kid when I got my own kids I got to take care of. Yeah, in time, let's say 6, 7, 8 months down the line, yeah, okay, if the little man sees me around, okay, but it's going to be you as a mom to let you know, hi, I got a new friend, you know, Mr. Paul's going to be coming over, blah, 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 blah. Slowly introduce me into the boy life. But it's Future's fault that the boy hugging that man, how he's hugging it, because Future should have a relationship with his son to where he's not hugging no other man. Because I'll be damned if my two kids going to be hugging another dude, oh, hell no. First of all, I'm just like with my oldest kid. I chastise him all the time. Hey, how you doing?
When the picture came out with the hugging and the jersey on, it was like, you know.
No. Okay, so, now, 6 months. And you just broke up with Future, and y'all had a pretty bad breakup. You need time to get your shit together. Get your mind right. Don't first try to put a nigga on TV and with your child. No.
So thank you, White Boy Pizza.
All right, ladies. Y'all hold it down.
Thank you, baby. So, yes, Megan. So now you done heard it from a man point of view.
But it's also men.
You listen to Steve Harvey. And what they say, Steve Harvey had three goddamn men.
No, I don't listen to Steve Harvey. I actually, I've been seeing men who actually post different things because they don't have kids themselves. So they're looking at it saying, well, if he was to treat like baby Future any different kind of way and pretend that he didn't exist, then single moms would be like, that's wrong. Y'all men like to accept our baggage. You know, y'all like to accept our kids and this, that, and the third. So what would you prefer? Would you prefer him just not to want to be around your child at all, or would you want him to be?
And you know what? Honestly, a dude that I have recently dated, me and him was friends before, and we just happened to start dating. And one thing about him, saying for sure, he always asked about my child, always wanted to see what my child needed, always, if he could do something, he'll do something for him. All right. Due to the circumstances. All right. Now, did he ever try to, like, force himself to come around and make himself come around? He'll say no. One thing he has always told me, like, I don't do not
ready, right?
Well, first of all, he said, I don't want your child to wake up to see a man that's not his father or someone that is not in a committed relationship. Y'all not in an actual, basically, we're not in a committed relationship. He don't want King to see us around each other until we know for sure this is what we want to do.
You mean just around? Y'all can't even be around each other, around yourself?
I mean, you know, not right now. Like, we need to hang out when my child is.
But when y'all boyfriend and girlfriend.
So we boyfriend and girlfriend. We decide to sit down. So you know what? We're gonna be serious.
Y'all weren't there.
You're not. They only been together for 6 months. And he was with the baby within 90 days, Megan.
But they're together.
All right. Well, it is what it is.
That's all I'm saying.
I think that he's a positive role model, and I think that it should be a blessing for Sierra, and hopefully she do think with her mind, her soul, and her heart, and continue to keep thinking that way. And I think it's a good thing for Lil Future. And
yeah.
Lil Future, the only thing you need to do is just keep making your difference.
Like 2, 3, 4, 5.
The
only thing is, as long as he is involved in his child's life consistently,
people will know the difference.
My stepfather, mom, boyfriend, whatever he is, you know. But he'll always know to his dad, regardless.
Yeah.
As long as you play your part. It's hard to be someone with a full-blown mama and 4 different children. You know, you got to make it work.
I think. Yeah,
is Sierra the 5th one?
I thought she was the 5th one. No?
I don't know.
Anyway.
But we also have to, you know, just look at, I mean, people see it as a publicity stunt, like here sitting next to me does. So, I mean, the each is on
you all. So tonight was a very good show, and I enjoyed myself tonight. And Megan, it's almost over with.
Yes.
So you all, y'all check us out tomorrow. Again, I'll be at the office from 6 to 10 with my OG Bigger Rankings with a lot of artists. It's going to be turning up tomorrow. Then we headed over to Tier with the IFO boys. And then on Sunday, we would cash out Pat the Dread and Lemonhead CEO at the office. They got us the office from 7 to 10. But whoop, I don't give a fuck, official listening suite.
Okay.
This Sunday with OG Bigger Rankings again.
Shout out to Woot. Congratulations.
Yep.
On everything.
The mixtape drop on the 15th of August on live mix. All right, you all. So, again, we're looking for donations and volunteers for the 22nd. If you're interested, please let myself or Megan know.
Yes, and your dreams will be out there, making sure to get kids ready for
school. With South Promo and City and Westfield, 5 Denims, all of them. And I think that's all. Oh, and Young Greatness and Miss Reese. They came to Orlando. We had Young Greatness on the show a few months ago from Louisiana, and he did a pretty good job on Thursday, and he was at the Diamond Awards. Bigger Rankin's birthday this week. That was really dope. I look forward to seeing how far him and Miss Reese gonna go.
All right,
you all, good night, and we'll see you next Tuesday on What the Hell She Said Tuesday.
This is another DJ True Story exclusive.
About all that, that's all you need to know. I'm a type of girl, don't watch it. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here.
10 bands, 50 bands, 100 bands, fuck it, man. Let's just not even discuss it, man. OMG, nigga sleep. I ain't trippin', I'ma let him sleep. I ain't trippin', let him rest in peace. I can tell you how it happened. I can tell you about them safe house nights out in Calabasas. I can tell you not a rap. Tryna sell the story, I don't even open up the package. Who you with? What you claim? I was paying mama's rent when I was turning 17. So the dirty like Diana never clean. My ex asked me where you moving, I say on the better things. Yeah, 10 bands, 50 bands, 100 bands, fuck it, man. Let's just not even discuss it, man. OMG, nigga sleep. I ain't trippin', I'ma let him sleep. I ain't trippin', let him rest in peace. I've been in the crib with the phone on. I've been at the house taking over. I didn't hit a strike, got my shit going. In the seats cooking with the ribs. Drake's clothes, I don't know what time it is. I'm still awake, I gotta shine. Sure. I could never ever let the streets down. Haven't left the condo for a week, 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 week.
DJ True Story.
Was in my math class, long hair, brown skin with a fat ass. Sat beside me, used to laugh, had mad jokes. The teacher always got mad, so we passed notes. It started off so innocent. She had a vibe and a nigga started digging it. I was a young and straight crushing, trying to play the shit cool. But a nigga couldn't wait to get to school. Cause when I seen them thighs on her, and them hips on her, and them lips on her, got me daydreaming, man, what? I'm thinking how she rides on it, if she sits on it, if she licks on it, make it hard for me to stand up. As time goes by, attraction's getting deeper. Wet dreaming, thinking that I'm smashing, but I'm sleeping. I want it bad, and I ain't never been obsessed before. She wrote a note and said, you ever had sex before? Damn.
And I ain't never did this before, no. And I ain't never did this before, no.
Knowing I was frontin', I said I'm like a pro, baby. Knowing I was stuntin', but if I told the truth, I knew that I'd get played out, son. Hadn't been in pussy since the day I came out one, but she don't know that, so she done wrote back and told me, oh, you a pro, homie? Well, I want you to show me. My mama gone for the weekend, so Saturday, baby, we can get the freakin'. That's when my heart start racing and my body start sweating, baby. You done woke my little man up. I'm thinking how that body look naked when you layin' on the bed. Please don't make me stand up. I wrote back like, yeah, baby, sound like a plan. Still trying to play it cool, sound like the man. But I was scared to death, my nigga, my stomach turned. Talking shit, knowing damn well I was a virgin. But,
and I ain't never did this before, no. And I ain't never did this before, no.
First time, I'm hoping that my shit is big enough to fuck with. And most of all, I'm praying God don't let me bust quick. I'm watching pornos trying to teach us how to stroke, right? Practice putting condoms on, how we go, right? I'm in a crib now, nigga, palm sweating. With a pocket full of rubbers and an erection. That's when my hands start touching and her face start flushing. And a nigga roll over on top. And then she get my pants unbuckled and her hands start rubbing on me. Ooh, girl, don't stop. It's time for action. Pull out the condoms real smooth, yeah, that's how I practice. But right before I put it in, she flinched and grabbed it and said, I wanna get something off my mental. I can tell you a pro, but baby, be gentle, cause
I ain't ever did this before, no. And 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 I ain't ever did this before, no. I ain't ever did this before, no. And I ain't ever did this before, no.
Did this is another DJ True Story, you know, exclusive.
I roll with the same click, bad bitches, yeah, you know.
is another DJ True Story exclusive.
DJ True. DJ True. DJ True Story.
Come on, you know I can't.